Set your photo apps down, iPhone photographers. It's time for Tiny Shutter Podcast.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Tiny Shutter Podcast, where we talk about iPhone photography, all sorts of iPhone goodness, and it's pretty much an iPhone-related show. And I want to stress that. It's an iPhone photography podcast, to do a little disclaimer, because apparently every 30 episodes we need to get this... anyway, I'm Mark Sadowski.
I am Matt Hoffman.
And I'm Joseph Ferreira.
And we're pretty much tired of answering this question, but apparently we have to address this every so often. The one thing that came across our inbox is a message saying how, you know, our show is okay, but we're just not... We're just too much in the pocket of Apple. It's we just talk about iPhone photography. We're never critical about it. To which I have to say,
that's not true.
Go back a few episodes and hear me talk about Siri, because I have nothing good to say about Siri. The only time I ever said something nice about Siri is when she was announced as a feature for the iPhone 4S. And I was like, oh, man, I can't wait. This is going to be great. We're going to have the greatest time ever. And thus my bitterness begins. We are an iPhone photography podcast. And, yeah, we're going to be pretty high on iPhone photography because, one, the obvious answer is we love it so much that we want to do a show on it.
Yep.
And two, if anything ever goes wrong, yeah, we are going to be critical. But let's face it, the majority of our stuff is taking the iPhone and doing photography with it. Where are we going to be critical about it? Unless the camera decides to, you know, not work.
Yeah.
Then, you know, we can be pretty critical about it. But apart from that, no, just if you want critical stuff, go listen to Twit. They... You know, they'll cover everything. Leo Laporte and his gang will handle that. We'll handle the fun stuff. So anyway, that being said, that'll cover us for about 30 episodes until we have to do this little thing all over again. But for the meantime, very well. Anyway, so yeah, you guys have had we missed last week's show because I was under the weather, and I guess everybody had some family stuff that they needed to do. Holidays are coming upon us pretty quickly. Yeah. And, yeah, something to look forward to.
2 weeks from this recording, it'll be Thanksgiving in the U.S.
Yeah, I can't wait to dig myself into some turkey. That'll be cool. Before we get into the news, what have you guys been up to as far as iPhone photography goes? How about you, Matt?
I've been completely obsessed with my focus point from 2 weeks ago.
Yeah?
Tada SLR.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, I freaking love that app. So, I don't know. I had to go out to Minnesota for some training for work, and the training was pretty much all about metal fabrication.
Nice.
And I'm not a fabricator, I'm a salesperson, and that's what the training was for, so I could know more about things that I'm selling.
Yeah.
But in any case, it was very hands-on training, so we were welding and grinding and throwing sparks around a shop for 3 days. And I was warned not to have my phone out in the shop because, you know, if sparks landed on the screen, they would basically ruin my phone.
Uh-huh.
But everything looked way too cool to not take pictures of. So I basically spent the first half of this week taking pictures of chop saws cutting metal and people welding and stuff, and used Tada SLR to basically defocus the background and get little circular bokeh effects out of the sparks and stuff like that. And I got a lot of shots I really, really like.
That's awesome. I saw them in your feed and they look pretty wicked.
Thanks.
I just want to mention one thing, because right now I think we're getting a little weird feedback on your end, Matt. Past few episodes, we are aware of the audio issues we've been having. For the most part, it's been Skype giving us a lot of grief. So we're looking into our alternatives for recording because we're just as sick of it as much as you guys are. I wanted to make that known so that we don't get any more angry emails. You know, by that I mean start getting angry emails. So I thought I'd nip it in the bud. So how about you, Joe?
Actually, I was using the Ta-Da app, and I did it with pictures of my wife and kids, just for that subtle change in the background, bring more emphasis on them. Not that anyone would be distracted by the background, but I've been playing with that. And then also, I've been really using, it's going to be my focus point, another app just to kind of slow down, because I'm pretty good at going around and just, you know, whipping out the camera and just taking a bunch of shots. My focus point for this this episode, I'm going to talk about, you know, kind of slowing down and that. So
spoilers.
Yep, spoilers.
Very cool. And I photographed a wedding on Saturday in Martha's Vineyard that didn't go very well. It wasn't one of my clients. It was actually...
No, the wedding went well, but not for you.
Oh, yeah. I should clarify that. I did the job. It went well. The head cold got in the way. This wasn't one of my clients that I got to work with. This is a third party that I did work for. Anyway, the wedding went fine and everything, but just I didn't get to spend as much time on the island as I would have liked to because there was a lot of stuff there to take photos of, and I didn't get a chance to do any of that. I'm driving by certain locations, like, nope, that can't stop now. the place was just prime for just sticking out my hand out the window with my iPhone and just clicking away, but I couldn't even do that. All I did was get photos of the trip to the island and the trip from the island, which I forwarded to you, Joe.
Yep.
That was all the iPhone photography I did. And then the rest of the time was just me huddled in bed trying to cough out my lung and get better. So as you can tell by my beautiful singing voice, I'm 100% better.
Good job.
Yeah, I'm lying, of course, but you know, whatever. Anyway, let's do some news.
News team, assemble!
So, in our hiatus of 1 week, we had a lot of apps that basically did some major updates. One in particular is one of our old personal favorites is PicFX. Joe, what was the updates on those?
Actually, Matt knows those.
Matt, I'm sorry. I meant to say Matt.
That's okay. I knew you meant Matt. Yeah, so today, actually, PicFX released version 6. This is kind of a, they call it a complete redesign. I guarantee if you've used the app before, you're not going to be lost when you open up the app. It does look different, but overall it still functions pretty much the same. Some of the new features, they added some new effects to the PFX film set, which is probably my favorite group of effects and filters in the app. They actually added 7 new effects to that, and they're pretty good, pretty nice stuff. Another thing that I think is pretty cool is that the PicFX website has been completely redone, and I don't spend like a lot of time on the web checking out, you know, websites, but PicFX does have a blog that's pretty awesome to check out if you're looking for tutorials and tips and maybe some inspiration, and now you can access the blog from right within the app, which is pretty cool.
Oh, that's nice. Awesome.
Yeah, and then they also updated the icon. They kind of did away with an icon that kind of looks like a camera lens, like virtually every other photo app that's out there. And when you see the new icon, it totally makes sense. You'll just have to update and check it out.
Mine didn't get updated.
Well, I don't know what to tell you.
Yeah. Doesn't like me. And what other apps got updated? Joe, you mentioned a few earlier.
Yeah, the 645 Pro, it was updated, and I believe they allowed you sometimes when they made changes to an app, you go and if you use it a lot, they'll change a feature. So sometimes if you go to hold or move around on the image, you can choose a exposure. But I think what they did was they allowed you now to be able to discontinue the digital zoom and some other things. So that there was a the Facebook app kept crashing. I use that a lot. That got frustrating. So did Instagram. And I don't know if Instagram has fixed that, but there's been a lot of apps lately that have been getting a lot of bug, quote unquote, bug fixes.
Yeah. And there's going to be a lot of that. I mean, we have a brand new OS that's been worked up from the ground up. So, I mean, that's going to be happening for the foreseeable future, I think.
Oh, and there's a update to iOS 7, too. So, you'll probably, you know, I saw that today, but a lot of people will probably see it sometime in the near future. So, 7.0.4, which has bug fixes and improvements. And then there was also an issue where FaceTime calls were failing some users. So we're still getting the bugs fixed, worked out of iOS 7.
You know, I have to say, I don't use FaceTime all that often. But, excuse me, the one time that I did use it was on my way to Martha's Vineyard. My wife was working that day. My kids were with my parents. And I was on the ferry ride. And so my daughter, who's 3 years old, loves boats. So I was able to FaceTime my dad's my dad's phone. And,
oh, nice.
We were able to, I was able to show her where I was and what daddy was doing and say, haha, I'm here and you're not. I kid. I didn't really say that. But she was happy to see the boat. She was happy to see the ocean and everything. It was pretty cool. And my cat's going nuts. I apologize for that. But yeah, FaceTime worked pretty well for me. I don't use it very often, but this time it was pretty good. And I had pretty good coverage over the ocean. So that was interesting.
That was cellular coverage or Wi-Fi?
No, that's cellular. Oh, okay. I don't use strange Wi-Fi. I don't know where they've been.
Practice safe Wi-Fi.
Yeah. So yeah, FaceTime, I actually used it. I might use FaceTime even more because now you could do just plain audio, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Hey, FaceTime might be the new Skype for us. We might have to give that a try when we record a show.
Does it work on the Mac PCs? The Mac?
Yes.
iMacs.
Yeah, if you have an iMac, it'll work.
See, I don't.
Oh, well, that's where it kind of falls apart.
That's
but
where
I
you're
do
not-
have I do have it on my phone.
Yeah. Again, work in progress. We might actually go from we might give Skype might give Facebook Facebook. Jesus Christ, come on, Mark. We might give FaceTime a try, or we'll probably go back to using what's it called there? Google Hangouts.
Oh.
Because that seemed to work well.
You know, we have to try that sometime and let people know so that they, you know, Didn't you guys do that one a few times? This is before I got on.
Yeah. Yeah.
Was it a big production?
Yeah. Kind of.
Kind of. Okay.
Again, well, it's a work in progress. It might not be as bad now that we don't use the soundboard as often. So, I mean, it was a big production for Lens Wipe. That's for sure.
Huh.
But
the only other news item that I have is that I thought it was interesting. I don't use Snapchat, but supposedly they turned down $3 billion from Facebook.
Now, why did they turn it down? Because that seems, well, I mean, $3 billion, that's a lot of money.
I think they're trying to drum up interest. So, you know, it doesn't make sense to me to turn down $3 billion from somebody who's wanting to pay $3 billion.
Yeah.
But there must be something going on behind the scenes. Somebody in the article in Petapixel, which I will link, there was talks that the CEO, I think Spiegel, had mentioned that he believes that Snapchat is worth $4 billion.
Oh, so he's holding out for more money.
Yes. I don't know.
Have you guys ever used that app?
No.
No.
Yeah, I'm going to be honest with you. I don't even really know what it is.
It's okay. The basic premise of Snapchat is you can take videos and I believe images, send it to a person, and then it expires
after a certain
amount of time. Okay. Is that right?
Yeah.
That sounds familiar.
So supposedly it expires. Whether or not it does, we don't know.
People found ways to access it in like the hard code, but you do have to do a lot of digging, and
yeah,
that's something teenagers aren't just going to do.
No. And one of the, you know, they try to put these things like it's supposed to expire. If somebody tries to do a screen capture, then it'll alert the person who sent them the Snapchat, that type of a thing. You know, they're trying to do something different, and I do have to say it is different. Whether or not the images are deleted or not is another matter. But the fact that this is, they believe, you know, is $2 billion more than Instagram, either says a lot or there's a lot of hot air.
I don't know. Whatever the case is, it's the guy's prerogative.
Yep.
Sure. Turn him down. Maybe they'll come back with more money. Maybe Google will buy you. Maybe somebody will buy you. I don't know. Whatever. I got to say this, though. This is something that I totally forgot to mention at the top of the show because I was distracted with Martha's Vineyard on my mind. But the day before I photographed in Martha's Vineyard, I photographed my very first Sweet 16 birthday party.
Oh,
and right. Let me tell you what kind of eye opener that was, because I thought we took a lot of photos. We don't even scratch the surface, guys. These 16-year-olds, they all have smartphones, whether it's a iPhone, which was the dominant one there. Then there were some Samsung phones here and there. But for the most part, it was iPhone. And here's how my night played out. I basically followed around the birthday girl, but everybody there was taking portraits. Everybody there was getting together and somebody was snapping away a photo of them. Like everybody was positioning themselves to be photographed. It was nonstop for like the first hour and a half. Like just pure portraits.
Wow.
And not one of them took a decent one.
Did they use their flash?
No. No, nobody was taking their flash. They would all stand with their backs to the strongest source of light. So everybody's getting shadows in their light, in their photos. So That's going to guarantee me some business in the future, as far as a wedding photographer goes. But, I mean, it was just this perpetual movement of people. Like, people would stand together for one group of shot, then they would disperse, and then those dispersions would end up forming another group to be photographed. And it's like the wind. It's like weather, how it just kind of flows into this beautiful rhythmic cycle that you really can't explain when you see it from a distance. It's just this magical thing that happens. And this is what teenagers do. And I got to tell you, I can see why people spend so much on cases, because Apple... Here I am being critical of Apple. They're nice little cases of, you know, this and that, this combination, that combination. Oh, look what you could do with your iPhone 5C. Look, teenagers need something that will distinguish their camera from somebody else's cell phone. This is the big thing, because they swap these things out like it's freaking playing cards. Like, they hand off their phones so they can, somebody else can take a picture of them. And they're doing this like 3, 4, 5 phones at a time. Wow. So it's imperative for a teenager to have their own ID on their device, because this is how they get them back. So I just thought it was just a very fascinating look on teenagers photographing. And I was just in awe. That, and I saw music videos for the first time that night again. Music videos. This is something that people used to do back in the 80s and 90s on MTV, back when they played music videos. Apparently, they still make them, because the DJ was projecting them onto the wall as the party was going. And let me tell you something. A Miley Cyrus video?
Yeah.
I'm old. I've never felt more old, and I'm 37, but holy crap, to see a music video that kids are, you know, the music that kids are listening to now, it's just, wow, I'm old now.
And does MTV still exist?
They do, but they only show TV shows now. They don't show...
What?
They don't show music videos. Yeah, it's been like that for a while now. Oh, and I'm going to die one day. I've come to realize that. Also, I am now realize that I am mortal and I will die one day. And I got this epiphany all from photographing a Sweet 16 party. May God have mercy on my soul. Yeah, it was a lot of fun, though.
Sign me up.
Yeah. Oh, jeez.
It was definitely a learning experience. I thought I was pretty good at excuse me. Wow. The mortality is kicking in pretty quickly. I thought I was really good at photographing, like wedding receptions and everything, but wow, these kids put me to the test. And, it was interesting. Next time I do a Sweet 16 party, Matt, since you live closest by me, I'm going to hire you to follow along just so you can feel death's grip on you.
Promise.
I promise, man. Cool. Well, so anyway, that's all for
a treat.
Yeah. That's all for news. Let us go into post pick of the week. Post pick of the week. Oh, those kids that share that glee. There will be teenagers one day. Anyway, this week's post pick of the week. I believe I'm picking this week. And I am going to find where did I put this post pick of the week. I took a screen cap and everything. The pick that I'm using is from the mighty Kev Kev.
Twice in a row?
Twice in a row, man. I got to say, I love this photo. I don't know. He posted it 2 days ago. I don't know if this was taken 2 days ago, but man, I have a soft spot for fall that's already leaving us. The leaves are pretty much all turned. Everything is slowly moving to winter. We've already had some snowfall here.
Some here too yesterday.
Yeah, it's the winter's icy cold death fingers are slowly encroaching. But this one gave me that ray of hope, and it's a great photo. It looks like it was taken with a fisheye. He used the Visco cam. He used Auto Stitch Panorama Snapseed to do the editing. And it's basically rays of sunshine coming through the trees, and there's still some fall in the trees. There's still some beautiful colors in the leaves, and it's a very nice photo. Check it out on tinyshutter.com. And if you would like to be part of Post Pick of the Week or just share your photos, add the hashtag tinyshutter to your pictures on Instagram, and you will join our community of nearly what? How many photos we have up there?
We've got, I think, over 14 or 15,000 images.
It's definitely up there. It's amazing. And share your work. Share with us. Join the community. Be one of us. So there you go. And with that, let us go right into focus points.
Focus point.
And I have none for this week, since I was pretty much curled up on the couch and crying myself as I lay sick. Why don't you guys go? How about you, Matt?
All right. Yeah, I have one. It's not specifically photography related, but it is iPhone related. So in my obsession for cases, I'm always looking for, you know, some new thing. And I came across something that is, I don't know if technically it could be called a case. It's more of a wrap. It's a product called Slick Wraps. Basically, it's like a static cling.
Uh-huh.
But totally precision cut. And it basically would cover like every surface other than the screen. And, you know, it's got all the cutouts for the buttons and the camera and the whole nine yards. And they make like no shortage of different series of them. If you want your phone to look like wood, and they have different types of wood. There's ones that glow in the dark. There's metal. So if you want your phone to look like, you know, brushed steel or whatever, just all different ones. I just thought, I'd never seen anything quite like this. They're removable and reusable, which is pretty cool. So you could buy like a whole bunch of different ones, and every week, you know, change it out to something different, but it's not like you're throwing it away. You could reuse it. So I don't know. I just thought it was pretty neat. It's called Slick Wraps.
I'll have to check it out. I absolutely need a new case for my, well, a case for my iPhone 5S. I was going to go without a case. I thought that, it, you know, I'm just going to try it. But the phone is so well built and my hands are so dry that it's just too slippery to hold on to it. So I absolutely need a case just for protection and friction. I need to have a better grip on it. So I'll give that a try.
Cool.
Awesome. How about you, Joe? Do you have one for this week?
Yep. I'm going to do the Pure app, which is the photo capturing app that's done by the guys who make the 645 Pro. And it's not so much the app itself, but a feature on the app, which is the nighttime feature. Have you guys ever used that before?
I have not.
I think I have.
if it's real dark, it will, when you add it, it will brighten it up, but it takes a while. You have to kind of hold it really still for it to focus and keep from getting motion blur. Well, I found that even if you use it during a good, when you have good light, it's really good about, I want to say, being more rich in the image. Not so much color, but just with everything else. So I'll try to even do it during the during regular daylight. You have to trick it by putting it in the dark when you turn it on. At night, putting it on a tripod and using it, it's really cool. So give it a try. It's the moon in a star button on the Pure. And I recommend, if you don't have Pure, get it. Try it. It's a really neat app. It has a lot of the same features that you'll see on a, you know, SLR camera, and you can choose a higher
ISO.
ISOs and image quality. A larger image quality. So there's a lot
resolution
of things to it. Yes, no?
No? Okay. Sure. Sorry.
Well, there's the TIFF and there's the high JPEG or a low JPEG. So I guess it's the quality. But if you don't have it, get it. It's a neat app. Lately, I've been a little disappointed in it because when I take an image and then I take another one, it'll crash on me. I'm hoping that they'll come up with an update because this is only iOS 7 related problems.
It'll get resolved. They're pretty good with that.
Yeah. So Pure.
Awesome. And they are definitely an app worth buying. We've had some great success with them in the past, and I think that's the one app that Bread Geek still uses pretty religiously in his photography. I think. I don't know. I'm guessing. So, anyway. Go on. I'm sorry.
I was going to say, it's a good guess.
Yeah. That's all for this week, I think. I don't have a focus point. I haven't really done as much as I should have. But apart from, I will mention this. We have a new show called Casual Photography. I think I mentioned this in the last episode, but check us out at casualphotography.net. It is a show that's just basically casual talk about photography, whether it's iPhone related or any other kind of camera gear related. It's our new show. We already did one episode, and we are going to record episode 2 tonight. So give it a try. It's on iTunes, and give it a listen. Have fun with it. So there you go. Joe, tell the world where they can find you on the web.
You can find me on Instagram at Joseph Ferrer.
How about you, Matt?
I can be found on Instagram and Twitter at M Hoffman Photo.
By me, Mark Sadowski, on Instagram. I have changed my username from LensWipe to Mark Sadowski.
What? And
yeah, I did it. I bit the bullet.
Yep, I saw that.
No one will ever be able to find it because it's Mark with a C and not a K. And even as I mentioned this, it will go through everybody's ear and out the other side, and they will still put the K instead of the C. So, c'est la vie. Anyway, I'm there. Find me, and all is well with the world. Anyway, that's all for this week. I am going to rest my voice and tune in next week where I sound somewhat human again. But, we got to talk about what we're going to do for the holidays, what our holiday schedule will be, because Thanksgiving, we're pretty much going to take that week off, and then we're going to have a short Christmas break, I would imagine, kind of like what we did last year. So I think next week we'll hammer down a schedule and let you guys know what that's going to be. So anyway, that's all for this week, and see you next time.
Thank you for listening. If you enjoyed this podcast, head over to iTunes and leave us a review and a 5-star rating. See you next week.